Okay, this is a bit of a departure from what I normally do. Yeah, this is going directly to my personal subreddit. It's going to be nasty. Well, no, not nasty, but it's going to be sexual. I put out a request to someone in response to her audio. And she said, well, I said anything, carte blanche, pretty much. And she said, the only thing I really want to hear is exactly what you'd want to do to me, with me, if I was there with you. So, yeah, you know, she'd like me to attribute it to her, but leave it open to, so that all my listeners could picture themselves there being the, I don't want to say lucky person, but let's go ahead with that. Let's have a little bit of confidence. Vivkiss posted an audio, and she wanted to hear about and see. She wanted to see all the hard cocks that her pictures inspired, and that's not really my thing. Yeah, I'm not about to post a dick pic. My dick pic is Richard Nixon. When someone asks for a dick pic, I send them a picture of former President Richard Milhouse Nixon. So, well, that's my sense of humor there. And if they ask for a cock pic, I have this picture of a giant rooster. And a woman holding a rooster. Big black rooster. Gorgeous. It's like, you have a gorgeous cock. So, what I would like to do, really, for me, for the most part in my sex life, throughout my entire life, my entire sexual life, I've been the initiator. So really, I would like to lie back and just be acted upon. I want to feel hands all over my body. I don't want to have to think about anything. I don't want to have to lift a finger, because that's what I've been doing for so long. I've been tended to a little bit, but it's been, okay, do this, do that. I don't want to have to do that. I want to lie back and just have someone do things to me. Wonderful things to me. I want someone to kiss me and caress me and just make my body shiver and tingle. And I guess I want to be teased. I don't want someone who's going to go right for my cock. It might stand up and throb. And I might have that feeling where it's just bouncing and just swelling, and it feels like it's just going to explode. But I want someone who's going to kiss and caress around it, paying attention to my balls and my inner thighs and the tops of my thighs and the sides of my thighs, kissing around, maybe brushing the shaft a bit, maybe kissing the tip, flicking a little bit of tongue out at it, just enough to make it jump, but not giving me that. And there's that feeling of electricity, and I very seldom had that. Usually when someone, quote, gives me what I want, it's like, bam, right there, right on the cock. Like, oh, it's standing up. It must want it. Like, you know, just like, you know. And I just want someone who can make me ache for it, so that when she slides down onto it or puts it into her mouth, I just feel that sensation in the pit of my belly. It's warm and cold at the same time. And I feel like I couldn't possibly bear it. And there's that warmth, that it's a heat, and it's wet, and I feel it wrapped around my shaft. And it is so wonderful, and I've only felt it a precious few times in my life. I mean, it always feels good to be in someone's mouth or someone's pussy. I mean, that's a wonderful feeling. But when it's been teased up to that, and I finally get that satisfaction. You know, so many people, they like to tease, but they forget how to please properly. It's like, there's like, okay, I've teased, you know, just bang, you know? And they don't know how to slide down easily. It's like they treat it like a Band-Aid. They just have to rip it off and just like, okay, we're going to slide you in and get you in there. You got to take things slowly. Just ease it in. Savor each sensation as it painstakingly makes its way home. And when it gets there, just hold it. Fuck, I need to get laid. Oh, man. Just thinking about that. It has been way too long and has not happened nearly enough. I mean, yeah, I would love to put my mouth on a pussy and just work a clit, or to kiss someone deeply. I would just love to hang out with someone and make out and just kiss her and cuddle, because, you know, I miss that too. But, or just to clamp down on a clit and play with Bush while I bring her to the edge and bring her so, so close, but don't let her come. Oh, that's so hard for me, though, because if I just want to get her there over and over again, it's so hard for me to edge. I can't edge myself. It's like, nope, when I get there, it's like, nope, we're train has left the station, we are going. But I want to edge. So when it's my turn to revisit, because usually I like to give first, so that way I don't have to worry about holding back at all. I can go for broke, and when I'm done, just collapse. So for me, it would be kind of backwards. So I would be coming back from the dead, I guess, and returning the favor, and I would work so very, very hard to go against my nature, to edge, and just like work, and just when she thinks she's going to go over the edge, back off, and nope, not until she is begging me, cursing me, demanding that she come, not begging, no, demanding absolutely that she must come. Only then will I allow her to come, to the point where she says if I don't make her come, she's going to have to do it herself. Then I think it's time to make her come. Because I think a little bit of cruelty would be nice. Because I'm a very tender person when it comes to sex, very loving. I like to give. I like to be very generous. I want to make my partner come. It's kind of a complex, really. It's really a hang up. So when I've had partners who are anorgasmic, it's been very troubling because I will go and go. Even if she's not capable, I will do everything I can. I've hurt myself trying to make my partner come. And yeah, it's been pretty bad. So, yeah. And I love to play with breasts. Big breasts, little breasts, medium breasts. I don't care. Yes, small breasts are my favorite, but I've dated mostly women with large breasts. So I've acquired, just by default, a fondness for them. So, you know, I love women of all sizes. I won't discriminate. So don't think that I'm talking about someone else, that I will, it's all about connection. You do for me, I'll do for you, and T for two, and two. Yeah, you know. I like to play, I like to cuddle. I haven't been rough, but my last partner taught me the joys of spanking, pussy spanking, slapping, smacking, ass smacking was fun, spanking. I like the sounds she made. I like the sound smacking her ass. But mostly it's about the sounds she made. And I want to make someone make those sounds. I love making people make sounds. Goes back to why I got into comedy, because I liked the sound of pleasure. One of those sounds being laughter. Is basically, if you're making someone laugh, you know, you're making them enjoy themselves. So it's the same in bed. I would tell you to ask my former partners about how I make sex fun, always a laughing, not a laughing matter. I don't make fun of it, but I try to make it fun. So there's usually laughter and that sort, you know, all sorts of fun stuff. So it would be a fun affair. And I mean, there wouldn't be balloon animals or clown makeup or anything. There could be costumes and all sorts of fun stuff. But I would just really love to go down on a woman right now. I'm so, so badly. I really want to eat a pussy in the worst fucking way. You know how, like a week before Thanksgiving, you start to crave turkey. You see the ads, spend this amount of money and you get your turkey for whatever, it's like 99 cents a pound or 50% off your turkey or whatever. Spend $50, get 50% off your turkey. And you start thinking, turkey, turkey, turkey. Well, I've been craving pussy like crazy. I want to eat pussy. I want to be in pussy. I want pussy. And yeah, I know you're gonna say you're a man. Of course you want pussy. It's more than that. I want to fuck the pussy. I want to eat the pussy. I want to please the pussy. Yeah, I know that's dehumanizing. It's objectifying. I don't fucking care. I want it to be an experience for both of us. Because I really, the thing is, though, I want to make the connection. So it's like, I don't want to, because maybe there's someone I could go and just hook up with, but what am I left with? I don't know. I don't want to find out. but I really want to fuck. I want to fuck like a bunny. I want to fuck like a puppy. I'm going to lick like a puppy. And that's what I would do if someone were here, someone were willing. I would lick, I would lightly nibble, and then I would fuck. I mean, I would like that stuff I said before, but let's face it, I wouldn't be able to resist the pussy. I would have my mouth on that pussy. I wouldn't be able to tease. I would make her come as many times as she would let me, as many times as she could handle. All that other stuff, talk is, I talk a big game, but let's face it, I would be on that, I'd be on that clit. I'd be sucking it like a little cock. I would have a finger, two fingers, three fingers, I don't know, I don't care. However many fingers she needed, I would be fucking her with my fingers and sucking her clit like a little cock, doing everything I could to get her to come and playing with her bush. And I hope to fuck she has bush, because nothing gets me going more than a good bush. If it's shaved, well, fine. Then I will just rest another, my other hand right there. But fuck, I hope she has bush. Please have bush. And if you don't, please start growing it, because I love it. And I know there are other people who do too. So in conclusion, have bush, because I want to come all over it. Oh my god, as much as I love coming inside, I love coming all over bush. Just seeing my cum all mixed up in the hair, that fur. All sticky and messy and matted with my cum. It is so fucking hot. I am such a fucking perv. This is definitely going on my personal sub. And to anyone who has listened this entire time, thank you. And I'm gonna fucking, if I get pictures of people's, don't just like send me pictures of any bush. Like, I'm gonna get like pictures of like rose bushes and shit. Like, don't just like send, I'm gonna keep, people are gonna just like, hey, I have a bush, see? And it's like, oh great, yeah, rose bush, that's cute. It's like, did I just open myself up to bush pics? Like, here's President Bush. It's like, yeah. I mean, I don't mind if women send me pictures of their pubic hair, as long as they ask first. I just don't want, don't take this as a solicitation for just like, hey, I'm going to send them pictures of my pubic region. Because it's like, I don't know you. There's got to be some pretext first, okay? And it's like, and dudes, it's like, don't send me your dick bush. It's like, there's got to be pretext. I've got to know you. I've got to be somewhat into you. And cause I'm not really into cocks. So, I mean, if you really have to show me, we can discuss it. And maybe, but probably not. Because dicks really don't do it for me. So, yeah. Fuck. This went crazy. But yeah, I hope this did something for someone. So, okay. So, Fappy Spanksgiving. Day late? 2 days late? Boop.